UK government says teaching critical race theory, white privilege as fact is breaking the law. By Jack Montgomery on October 21, 2020. Following US President Donald Trump's lead, the British government has declared it is opposed to critical race theory and the Black Lives Matter movement in the classroom, and warned teachers it is unlawful to teach concepts like white privilege as fact. Speaking during a debate on Black History Month in the House of Commons, Exchequer Secretary to the Treasury and Parliamentary Undersecretary of State for Equalities Kemi Badenoch, who is Black, described the promotion of critical race theory as a dangerous trend in race relations and an ideology that sees my Blackness as victimhood and their whiteness as oppression. I want to be absolutely clear that the government stand unequivocally against critical race theory. Some schools have decided to openly support the anti-capitalist Black Lives Matter group, often fully aware that they have a statutory duty to be politically impartial, Badenoch said. Of course Black Lives Matter, but we know that the Black Lives Matter movement is political. I know that because, at the height of the protests, I have been told of white Black Lives Matter protesters calling a black armed police officer guarding Downing Street. I apologize for saying this word, a pet nigger. That is why we do not endorse that movement on this side of the house, she added. It is a political movement. It would be nice if opposition members condemned many of the actions of that political movement, instead of pretending that it is a completely wholesome anti-racist organization. Badenoch stressed that the government does not want teachers to teach their white pupils about white privilege and inherited racial guilt, calling this pernicious and warning that any school that teaches those elements of critical race theory is fact, or that promotes partisan political views such as defunding the police without offering a balanced treatment of opposing views, is breaking the law. She also told Labour Dawn Butler MP, who had earlier demanded the active decolonization of the British curriculum, "Our curriculum does not need to be decolonized, for the simple reason that it is not colonized. We should not apologize for the fact that British children primarily study the history of these islands." The Tories' firm if belated denouncement of critical race theory follows strong moves by US President Donald Trump to ban federal employees from being sent on anti-whiteness training, later extended to include a ban on federal agencies from doing business with third parties which engage in such practices. The warning that British schools should not teach aspects of CRT as fact falls short of commanding teachers get it out of schools entirely, however, and it already seems to be rooted quite firmly in the system. With a Telegraph article from June which warned that the insidious march of critical race theory in schools may be breaking the law, having revealed that the Chartered College of Teaching fully supports this approach, providing resources to enable schools to teach about whiteness, including white racism, white identity, privilege, power and intersectionality. Indeed, parliamentary staff at the Palace of Westminster are already being sent on mandatory unconscious bias training, with attempts being made to make elected MPs to take part as well, and the government not taking decisive action to get rid of it. Ironically, recent studies have found that white working-class pupils are systemically disadvantaged in the education system in favor of ethnic minorities. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.